If you've ever heard anything about the moments before you die, it's that your life flashes before your eyes, right? One last glimpse of everything you've done and all you're leaving behind. Kinda sounds like a nasty taunt, if you ask me. I saw nothing. Lights, sounds, colors, but no images, no people or places. Nothing from my life. Like, close your eyes right now, as hard as you can. Press them shut, harder. Hold it. Now concentrate. Do you see the lights, the colors? Focus on that. That's what I saw. Once I felt the back axle shake and slide out, smooth, cutting through the puddles like a sprinkler, water pounding my windshield, I didn't even try to steady it. I admit that. I had let go, so I let go. I think I forgot I was on a bridge, or I was just so high I didn't care. I was invincible because I already felt dead. And well, speak of the devil and the devil arrives. And speaking of the devil, she's arriving on my doorstep right now.
I thought I told you to stop calling me the devil. Not every being on fire in the afterlife is the devil. And it just makes you sound ignorant, honestly.
I'm sorry. It was just a turn of phrase.
Cute.
Are you here to make me feel worse? Because I'm not sure you possibly can. I'm actually relieved to see
you. No, because... of course I'm not. I'm here to take you.
Take me where?
Just come. Would I harm you, Junebug? You hurt me. You really hurt me with such accusations.
Okay, I'm sorry, Rainy. I am, actually. It's been a rough last few months. Seeing you is really the best part of it, so I should appreciate you more.
There, there. Just come with me, love.
Where are we going?
To see the king of this land.
Why did you pause like that?
Well, you see, honey, I needed to put it in a way you would understand. We don't exactly do things here the same way y'all humans do. Oh no, child, please.
Okay, so this person is, God?
Well, yes, let's go with that. She's God.
Why will no one give me a straight answer in this place?
What's the point of straight anyway? So boring. Wonderful, we're here. Well, it's been a pleasure being your guide. I wish you the best of luck in your choice.
What choice? Why does everyone keep talking about a choice?
Hello.
Oh, hi, I'm...
David. I know.
Okay, well... can we just get this over with? And I don't mean to be rude or anything, especially because being God or whatever, you can judge me. And I'm not trying to go to hell, especially if it's worse than where I just was, because that was horrible. I don't know how else to put it, but...
Rainy said you were cute.
I am not.
Just calm down, please. I realize you've been through quite the journey, but that'll be enough for now. She did say you talked a lot, too. I need to show you something. Someone. Your last visitor.
Why didn't they come visit me like the others?
I see you haven't given up trying to prepare for what happens next. Don't you ever just want to let go? Stop carrying a burden you know won't be unloaded. There'll always be something to face next. You're matter, baby. Can't be destroyed. Just changed. The sooner you realize that, the sooner you'll relax. Now, here she is. Penny. Your daughter.
What the fuck are you talking about? I never had any children. That I know for sure.
Well, that's why I brought you to me, Mr. Potty Mouth. This last visitor only ever exists here. In this place, all realities exist. So go say hello.
And say what, exactly? Oh, hi, I'm the version of your dad that didn't want you. That sounds great. Is this a test or something? Because I can tell you right now, I'm gonna fail.
Just try.
Hello. I'm David. May I sit down?
Sure. Do you like to draw?
I used to, yeah, when I was your age. I stopped, though. I'm not sure why, actually. What do you like to draw?
Mainly portraits. That means pictures of people. I learned that last week. It sounds better than saying someone's face. What did you draw?
Well, it's kind of stupid, really. I would make my own comic books, just kind of like a version of myself that I would like.
Really? That sounds cool. Do you still have any you could show me?
Oh, no, I threw them all away. I'm always throwing things away, giving up on them, or just thinking I don't need them anymore. Maybe because I think they'd be better for someone else. Someone better than me.
Oh, that doesn't sound very fun.
I'm sorry. Here I am talking about myself, and you've done this incredible drawing. How did you do that so quickly? It's incredible.
Really? Thank you. I just look and draw, I guess. It just happens. I try it, and it works. I don't know.
I think you might know better than you realize.
So, what's your choice going to be, Dad?
What? What are you talking
about? You have to choose once and for all. Do you want to live, or do you want to stay here? And the what if? You just have to say it.
I don't understand.
Don't you? Just say it, Dad. Say it.
Sometimes I wish you were real.